Deep-water fishing boats and river runners came and went. Ferrymen poled back and forth across the Blackwater Rush. Trading galleys unloaded goods from Bravos and Pentos and Lice. Catlin spied the Queen's ornate barge tied up beside a flat-bellied whaler from the port of Ibbon, its hull black with tar, while upriver a dozen lean golden warships rested in their cribs, sails furled, and cruel iron rams lapping at the water. And above it all, frowning down from Aegon's high hill, was a red keep. Seven huge drum towers crowned with iron ramparts, an immense grim barbican, vaulted halls and covered bridges, barracks and dungeons and granaries, massive curtain walls studded with archers' nests, all fashioned of pale red stone. Aegon the Conqueror had commanded it built. His son, Maegor the Cruel, had seen it completed. Afterwards he had taken the heads of every stonemason, woodworker, and builder who had laboured on it. Only the blood of the dragon would ever know the secrets of the fortress the dragon lords had built, he vowed. Yet now the banners that flew from its battlements were golden, not black, and where the three-headed dragon had once breathed fire, now pranced the crowned stag of House Baratheon.